This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. FDA approves Sanofi's teplizumab for children with stage 3 type 1 diabetes. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPA, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved Sanofi's teplizumab, sealed, for treating children with stage 3 type 1 diabetes, marking a significant milestone for an immunotherapy drug that previously faced regulatory controversy. The approval extends the use of this CD3-directed monoclonal antibody to pediatric patients following its initial approval for adults in 2022. Key takeaways: FDA approves teplizumab for children with stage 3 type 1 diabetes, expanding treatment options for pediatric patients. The drug was previously caught in a dispute between FDA career staff and political appointees in 2021. Teplizumab represents the first immunotherapy approved for delaying onset of type 1 diabetes in at-risk individuals. Stage 3 type 1 diabetes stage now treatable with teplizumab in children. Teplizumab approval timeline. Key regulatory milestones from controversy to pediatric approval 2021, initial controversy 2022, adult approval 2026, pediatric approval. Source: FDA, Stat News, Georgian Medical Journal News. Regulatory journey. Marked by controversy. The approval comes after a tumultuous regulatory history that highlighted tensions within the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. According to Stat News, the drug was previously caught in a dispute between career FDA staff and political appointees. The controversy underscored broader challenges in regulatory decision-making for breakthrough therapies. Despite these initial hurdles, the drug ultimately received approval for adults in 2022, paving the way for this pediatric indication. Expanding treatment options for pediatric patients. Teplizumab represents a novel approach to type 1 diabetes management, functioning as an immunotherapy rather than traditional insulin replacement. The American Diabetes Association recognizes stage 3 type 1 diabetes as the clinical onset phase when symptoms become apparent and insulin therapy typically begins. For pediatric endocrinologists, this approval provides a new tool in managing young patients with newly diagnosed type 1 diabetes. The drug's mechanism targets CD3-positive T cells, potentially preserving remaining beta cell function during the critical early stages of disease progression. Clinical implications and market access. The pediatric approval reflects Sanofi's continued investment in diabetes care innovation. Healthcare providers now have access to an immunomodulatory therapy that addresses the underlying autoimmune process rather than solely managing glucose levels. This development aligns with current clinical updates emphasizing earlier intervention in autoimmune diabetes. The approval may also influence treatment algorithms and clinical guidelines for newly diagnosed pediatric patients. FDA approval of teplizumab for children with stage 3 type 1 diabetes provides the first immunotherapy option for pediatric patients at disease onset. FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, Stat News, 2026. What this means for patients. Children with newly diagnosed type 1 diabetes now have access to an immunotherapy that may help preserve remaining insulin-producing cells alongside traditional treatment. For clinicians, pediatric endocrinologists can now consider teplizumab as part of comprehensive treatment plans for stage 3 type 1 diabetes, potentially improving long-term outcomes. For policymakers, the approval highlights the importance of robust regulatory processes that can navigate controversy while ensuring safe and effective therapies reach patients. Frequently asked questions: what is stage 3 type 1 diabetes? Stage 3 type 1 diabetes represents the clinical onset phase when symptoms become apparent and blood sugar levels are elevated. This is when patients typically begin insulin therapy and receive their formal diagnosis. How does teplizumab work differently from insulin? Unlike insulin, which replaces the hormone that diabetic patients cannot produce, teplizumab is an immunotherapy that targets the immune system's attack on insulin-producing cells. It aims to preserve remaining beta cell function rather than replace insulin. What was the controversy surrounding this drug's approval? According to Stat News, Teplizumab was previously caught in a dispute between FDA career staff and political appointees, highlighting tensions in regulatory decision-making for breakthrough therapies before ultimately receiving approval. The pediatric approval of teplizumab represents both a scientific advance and a regulatory milestone, demonstrating how breakthrough therapies can navigate complex approval processes to reach patients in need. As treatment options continue expanding, this approval may influence future approaches to autoimmune diabetes management in children and contribute to evolving clinical practice standards. Source: StatPlus. FDA approves Sanofi diabetes drug for children with stage 3 diabetes.